J.R. Todd, the Nitro 20 car champion here at the 64th Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. J.R. is the driver of the Coletta Motorsports DHL Toyota Camry, and he is a back-to-back winner of this event, having won 20 car 1 year ago. He becomes the first guy to run go back-to-back since Mike Neff in 2011 and 2012. Fifth 20 car win of your career. All this stuff is just numbers. Just talk us through what the heck's going through your head right now, because this has got to be a dream come true.
It's by far a dream come true. I mean, you don't know if you're ever going to win Indy, let alone go back-to-back. And for whatever reason, this year just felt different. It felt like we had a car that could come in here and win. Last year, confidence wasn't there like it is this year. We tested really well last week here testing, and that definitely carried over to this race. We came out swinging Friday night. Friday night doesn't really mean anything except for just throwing down to get your spot on the sheet. And we made a count, and then made some really good runs in the heat throughout the weekend that I think gave us good notes and data for today.
Let's talk about today, because since the Houston race, really the modification of the track prep, if you cannot keep one of these cars all the way in the groove, you don't have a shot. And then you add a boiling hot racetrack with weird conditions. So as a driver, how challenging was the event?
Funny cars on a super glued-in track are a huge challenge. And you throw in the track prep, like you said, started in Houston. They are a handful. I mean, there's times you cross the finish line with the steering wheel completely locked one way to the left or right, and it's a lot of fun, but we're talking, inches, keeping that thing within the groove, because if you get half a tire out one way or the other, it's going to smoke the tires. A lot of times, you'll smoke a tire just correcting it, overcorrecting it, and kind of, slide the tires across the track and smoke the tires. And I feel like that's what happened to us. Q2, it felt like it was making a move to the left, so I cranked it right. As soon as I cranked the wheel, it blew the tires off. But we were fortunate enough today to try and keep that thing stuck down the middle. We got it dogged up a little bit, but that's what Todd said, but it still, in my mind, goes out there and throws down compared to the other guys, which hopefully that's a good sign of things to come for us going into the countdown.
Todd Smith and John Oberhoffer, the tune on your car, pretty interesting guys in their own way. They're not the loudest guys out there, but they're very competitive and intense. What was Jono's kind of mood throughout the whole day? Did he give you confidence with his approach?
You guys have no idea. There's times I go in there in between rounds and Jono's sleeping. Yeah, he gets pumped up when we do well, and then if there's a break in between rounds, he'll be up there in the lounge snoozing. But him and Nicky Bonifani, they stay at my place every year for this race. I think this is the fourth year, and there's a lot of misbehaving that goes on over there. A lot of talking behind the scenes. It's a pretty good time, and I love those guys. And bringing on Todd Smith, he is an extremely smart guy, and I think he has helped turn around our funny car program between the two cars, because they're pretty evenly matched now, and that would have been awesome to run Langdon there in the final. We'll have a Nomex effect final round there.
Open up for questions.
So obviously, U.S. Nationals back-to-back for you is really big, but what does it mean to you to put yourself on a list that only six other people have been put on before?
I'm just happy to get a win. I mean, the funny car division is so tough to win out here. And, we came out really strong this spring and then really fell off in the summer. And before this race, we made some pretty good changes going to the Indy test. And I think that it's kind of like they're going back to the old ways of running the DHL Camry. And it's really got my confidence up as a driver. And I was in a bad mood there for about 2 months just because we weren't doing that well and kind of snapping at the guys and just doing, I feel like my mood wasn't where it should have been. And I need to be thankful that I get to drive a race car for a living. And then, come out here and perform the way we did. I don't think I've ever been this happy throughout the entire weekend at a national event. I felt from day one that we could come out here and win.
And did your mood change at Indianapolis, or was it a few weeks prior?
In Brainerd, we ran really well there in the semis against TJ, and I felt like I let the team down there in the semis by not doing my job on the starting line. He outran us by a couple hundreds, but I felt like I could have made that up on the starting line and didn't. So, went to the gym, worked on my reaction times, just kind of keep myself in the right frame of mind coming into the U.S. Nationals. So I think that we got the ball rolling in the right direction, and definitely not peaking. I think we're on the rise.
You
you came to the test session and were consistent, but about 500s behind the leaders.
Is that
a concern at all?
No, because those hero runs were coming at like 10 in the morning or in the evening. We never once made a run all the way through the 1,000 feet, and they're going, you know, balls out in the morning running 88, like whatever. You're not going to do that in the heat of the day. The one run that stood out to me is our last run on Thursday. We went 98 on a 127-degree track. And we knew that the track wasn't going to be as good this weekend because of more cars running on it. The temperature is going to be higher. And I think that gave those guys a lot of confidence coming in this weekend. We knew we didn't need to go out there and, you know, try and throw down in the morning or in the evening, because we felt like if we could go down and make good solid runs during the day, that we could throw down when we needed to. Which seemed like it worked out.
JR, have you ever had a more dominant car weekend?
I don't think that we had a dominant car, because Tommy Johnson made some really good runs in that team as well. And even Corby made a good run there against us in Q3 or Q4, I think it was. So in the back of my mind, I knew that there were other teams that could go out there and outrun us. And Robert Height went 98 first round. And I fully expected that to be a big-time matchup second round. And the track just seemed like it went away for everybody second round. We blew the tires off down there. And I was expecting him to go driving by me in any second, and looked up and the wind light was on. It surprised me. And I don't know. I'm still kind of blown away of how the day is turned out for us.
Are you aware that of the other drivers to win back-to-back here, include Wayne Don Prudhomme and Eddie H. McCullough?
Those are all legends of the sport, and any given time when they're at the track, you can find them hanging out over in the Coletta camp. It's cool to be able to call those guys buddies. And Snake, he'll call or text me once a week or every other week, and it's awesome to be, you know, on a list of names with guys like that that have accomplished so much in our sport. I mean, they're legends, and my biggest goal was to win a championship. Then Snake might start giving me a little credit.
Kind of talking about that, the whole season you've been talking about wanting to be in the top five, going to Countdown. With that win, you move into the top five, which is your goal. What is, as you say, you're on the rise. What is that the last 6 races?
Absolutely. Last year, I think we started off 8th in the Countdown. And that, like, I felt like we were going in the right direction. And then we go to Charlotte, and I'll never forget, we burned up a piston early in the run against Robert in the semis and lost. We moved up to 5th, tied for 5th, I think, but we left Charlotte further behind the leader. Like, that kind of pissed me off. Like, how is that even possible? So I wanted to be in the top 5 going into the beginning of the Countdown, just because you're not putting yourself in a big hole starting off. So I feel like we definitely have a better shot at going for a championship now than we did last year. I mean, I don't know where we're at in points, but we're not 8th, so that's good.
Top 5. Just moving to top 5 with that.
Okay, good. So we just got to go out there and be smart and try to get as many of those bonus points as we can in qualifying and turn on as many win lights as we can on race day.
So last year was, you know, win number one here. But this year you held the top spot, you know, from Friday out through the weekend. Can this win compare to last year's win as far as significance?
Yeah, I feel like we definitely had a way better car this year than we did last year. I'm not sure where we qualified, but we definitely, I feel like, made some big runs all throughout qualifying. The one run, I went 405 with a cylinder out before the 330. It overlays a run that was going to run 399, so that would have been right near, I think that would have been second quick that session. So we definitely had a car that was right with the top contenders in the class. So that gives us all a lot of confidence going into the Countdown, and we know we can run with these guys now, to where a month or so ago we were out for lunch.
Tell us about you kind of ran a gauntlet today. I mean, the three strongest cars here appeared to be heading into the race. You, Robert, TJ, and you saw them all on the way to the finals.
I don't know what it is about racing Robert, but in Brainerd, he had a 020-something light, right, Elon? And today he has an 019. I'm like, are you kidding me? I couldn't pull one of those out of my ass if I paid somebody. I mean, he's a bad dude on the starting line. And Jimmy Prock and those guys, they got the number one on the side of the car. And those are the guys that we're all chasing. And then TJ, they ran really well last week in testing. And You know, I feel like that team has definitely turned the corner in the last couple races, and you never count out Matt Hagan and Dickey and those guys. They've won championships and won this race before. So I didn't know what to think about the final round, and look up and see the wind light come on. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Congratulations, man. Well done.
Thank you guys.